All right, thanks, Jim. And the Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met last night. I'm joined on the line by Director of P&Z, Katie DeLuca. Good morning, Katie. How are you doing this morning?
Good, thank you. Good morning. A little tired. It was one of those marathon planning and zoning sessions at 1:45 in the morning. So, so there's a lot of big projects that the commission wants to really take their time on. So that's how that ends up happening.
Right. I know Pat, when Pat joined us last time, that a lot of things were pushed off. So give us some of the highlights.
Right. So we started with a subdivision on 22 Sound Beach Avenue. That was the left open. They need to get a variance from the Planning Zoning Board of Appeals. So we'll see that one. That was pretty quick. Then we moved over to Mill Street in Byram. This was a mea culpa application. They'd enclosed some space underneath an elevated patio. That was closed. Had it not been so late, I would assume that one would have moved forward, but given the hour, there was no time for a decision. Then we went to the Second Congregational Church. As you know, we've heard this one two or three times now at this point. They are looking to rezone the property where the Mead House, that used to be where Act 2 is located. They're looking to rezone that structure and that property to historic overlay. What that does is it affords them the ability to use some of the space in that building as commercial office. So commercial as opposed to nonprofit. So obviously it's a church property. So that would be the change you're looking to do there. They're also looking to do a coffee shop in coordination with Ableis, but that doesn't require the historic overlay. So it's kind of a two-part application. The commission talked a lot about how it's the property as a whole, not just the building, that would be subject to the historic overlay. There have been some confusion that was clarified last night. This is not within the Central Greenwich Impact Overlay Zone, a very important point, because if it was, it would have afforded them a floor area ratio of up to 1, where they're currently allowed a 0.225. So that was a significant clarification, because now they would only be allowed to come back for a 15% increase as opposed to this large increase, which was very, very uncomfortable for the commission. So in the end, I think the commission has more comfort. They're looking to add additional screening for the neighbors and clarifying some numbers, whatever. So in the end, it was closed, and I suspect we'll have a vote on that at the next meeting.
Okay.
Then we
move to Greenwich
Country Day School. They're looking to...
Oh, Katie?
Yes, can you hear me?
Oh, there
Sorry.
We go. There we
yes,
go.
Sorry
okay.
about that. So then Greenwich Country Day School, they have a facility off of Cardinal Road, which many people probably know as a road that takes you to the Greenwich Skating Club. There's a couple of fields there now, and they are looking to go from 3 to 2 fields, but they would be synthetic turf, and they would add a field house with spectator seating. The primary concern there is the impact to the traffic and whether or not there's enough parking and whether it's practical to say, well, we'll park people over at the other campus and then walk them over that footbridge that goes over Fairfield Road. So this was left open. There was considerable discussion. There was also neighbor interest in this application. So we'll hear that at a future meeting.
All right.
Then we went to the Field Club of Greenwich. We had reviewed an application in 2014 that was very, very contentious for a new tennis building with attached paddle house. They are now looking to, it's a new application because it's even though it's the same use, they want to move that facility 60 feet forward closer to Lake Avenue. This was not nearly as contentious as it was last time with respect to neighbors and the look of the building, et cetera. But there was still some issues, mostly having to do with whether or not there could be amplified sound, and making sure that there would be mechanized shades for sun entering the plane surface and that kind of thing. So in the end, it was left open so that they could go back before Architecture Review Committee. Then a very brief discussion on 240 Greenwich Avenue. That one had been of great concern to the neighbors, particularly at 40 West Elm, but is no longer because they have removed the component that adds significant number of additional residential units. However, it was left open because the commission felt that the information that they had requested came in far too late. It came in yesterday past 4 o'clock, and the commission said, you know, we can't process this information in an appropriate fashion. So they said, we'll see you at the next meeting. Then we went to 500 and 600 West Putnam Avenue. That's the currently large office building and where Citarella is located, and they're looking to add a building of 35 residential units to that property. This has been before us in some version or other for a couple of years now. I think we're getting there. The neighbors still had concerns about the look of the building and the architecture of the building and the traffic, particularly as it relates to the proposed development on the other side of the street at 581 and 585. But generally speaking, it was much better received than it has been in the past. Particularly with respect to the landscaping plan, so that was left open, and then we moved to the other side of the street, which was 585 and 581. There is an existing office building there now, and they're proposing to add a building for all just residential use, but it would not be connected to the parking for the office use. So there was a discussion about whether or not they should be permitted to use the mixed-use parking ratios, which are less than as if you kept those uses separate. Again, the neighbors are very concerned about the look of this building. They feel like it looks just not appropriate as the gateway to New England, quote-unquote. So they did say, though, that they were thrilled that the applicant came back without the commercial uses, which had been a significant portion of this building in the past. The other issue that was raised by the neighbors was whether or not they should be permitted to have an entrance into Greenwich Office Park. It's of significant interest to the property owner because they want to have that, you know, grand entrance, if you will, from the Post Road into the office park, and that's what's of concern to some of the neighbors, at least, for fear that they'll be crossed through and added traffic and safety issues thereof. So as you can see, it was quite a long evening. I hope I didn't take too much time, but there was a lot of big projects that needed full vetting.
Yeah, and you didn't give me any approvals. I mean,
there were none, no.
Wow.
there was no action, unfortunately.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Now, what about things like the Weaver Street, Valley Drive, Putnam Avenue, some of the other items on the agenda? Were they taken up?
They were not, mostly because there was no point to do it at that point, since they're so intrinsically tied into the 581 and 585. So, and there was also a notice issue with the address being incorrect. So at the hour 1:45, we said, let's hold off, guys, and we'll do this at a subsequent meeting.
Wow. Well, so it sounds like the next meeting is going to be just as long then.
Yeah. Well, I think we're going to do what we can to control that one a little bit better. Because we have big projects coming up, things like the subdivision over on Sheep Hill Road. It's not so much a subdivision as it is effectively a planned unit development for existing structures that are there. It's a rezoning to historic overlay so that they can maintain some of the nonconformities that they have there with respect to number of units. So we have that project. We have Calhoun Drive, which is coming back. We have the 100 East Putnam Avenue, which is the M&T Bank building for 22 units. That's on its way back. 1205 East Putnam Avenue, the other moderate income dwelling unit building. That one has 20 housing units next to McDonald's. That will be back. And Greenwich Academy is looking to do alterations to their existing performing arts center so that they can have additional educational space with visual arts. That's a pretty significant project. So lots of big stuff coming down the road, and not too many meetings. We have the February 11th meeting followed by the February 25th, so we'll have to organize how that gets scheduled.
All right, Katie. Well, as always, appreciate you calling on short rest and bringing us some good information. Thank you.
I very much appreciate the opportunity to share it, and it was wonderful to talk with you.
All right, great. Thanks
good.
Very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. That's Katie DeLuca, Director of Planning and Zoning. Another late meeting, but she brings it every time, Jim.
Thank you, Tony.